Good morning, 7:41 here on the Mighty 690, and we have Chris Crane in studio from Native American Fellowship. How are you doing, ma'am?
Doing very well, and you?
Oh, I'm doing great, so I cannot complain. Good to have you on here, and you've been busy.
We have been busy. I've been busy.
That is so great. We got lots of stuff to talk about.
Yeah, I typed
here
up a lot of stuff.
Hey, that's all right. May is one of those months where things really get cranked up, and everything just gets busy.
I think because everybody's getting out of that winter funk, and it's like, oh, okay, we've got things to do. The daylight savings.
A whole new world with the amount of light that we have.
Yes, it is. And hopefully, we're so happy for the rain, but today I think we're going to be okay, and then I think it starts up again tomorrow.
Yeah, we got it overnight, and then we got a beautiful weekend on the way.
I'm looking forward to it. So I guess I'll start out here. We had the first thing was on the 2nd of this month, May, NAPI, we all went to Dewey. Dewey has opened up. It's a Cherokee Cultural Community building, and it's sponsored by Cherokee Nation. And it's just like there's several different community buildings like NAPI and this in the area, and it's places for Cherokees and other natives to go to. And they had their grand opening event, and the chief Cherokee, Chief Chuck Hoskin Jr., Deputy Chief Brian Warner, and Dora Smith Pitskowski, who is the District 12 tribal counselor, they were all on hand. We had over 300 people. It was standing room only. They served a really nice barbecue dinner, and then we all got tours of the facilities. And they have worked so hard on this. And it's lovely. And in fact, tonight is going to be their first regular meeting at 6 o'clock. I don't have the exact address. It's on Dunham Road, but if you're coming from Coffeyville, going south to Bartlesville or to Dewey, when you get to Dunham Road, the Casey's is on your right. You take a left, go east, and it's immediately on your
okay ride. It's pretty easy to find.
It's very easy, and you'll see there's a big sign out there. It was a church at one time, so it's like a big stone church and has an outbuildings and things. Very nice, and I recommend going. I think I'm planning on going myself.
Excellent. Well, that's really cool. And then they're going to have their monthly meetings and everything.
It'll be the third Thursday every month at 6 o'clock, and they'll do potlucks just like we do at NAPI. Ours
okay
is the second Thursday of the month, which appreciate that, and they knew that. Lyle Martin, who manages People's Choice Credit Union here in town, he's on their board. He used to be on the NAPI board. And so we're all trying to work together on this, make sure people could attend. You could go every week, I guess. I mean,
that's
so nice.
That is really great. Well, speaking of events, that NAPI, you did have one here on this past Thursday, right?
Yes, Thursday the 11th. It was our last Native American youth group meeting. And the director of that is Gloria Lida. And she is assisted by Wendy Lansdowne and Joyce Jones. And they were actually invited to come to the grand opening at the cultural community in Dewey. And they gave a blessing in Cherokee. The youth group did. It was pretty impressive.
That's cool.
So this Thursday, they had their last meeting. And it was an awards ceremony. And several NAPI board members were there. And they were giving out certificates. And there were hot dogs. And parents and grandparents came. It was a pretty neat evening. But they gave the blessing again, and not only that, then they sang Amazing Grace in Cherokee, which is pretty impressive. I think Cherokee's probably, easy to learn. I don't know. I know some words. But there's only about 2,000 first speakers, that's a first language. And so the nation is really trying to push that. And they have immersion schools. There's one in Tahlequah, Durban Feeling Center, and I think they opened one in Greasy. And, in fact, they just had the graduation at the one in Tahlequah. It was pretty cute. There's some pictures on Facebook.
That's
like
great.
The kindergartners, each kid. And these kids, they speak Cherokee in the school all day long.
And that is the age where you can, they're like sponges. They soak up those
That's
languages.
Right. Yeah, I'm spongy, but I don't soak up. I soak up fat.
So they're going to have, they're going to have some other classes coming up here in September then?
Yeah, I hope. Well, the youth group will start up in September once school starts up again. And they just run once a week. She may change up the times, the dates, and how they're looking at different ways of doing it. But the kids are out for the summer, basically. But it's a cultural, they learn, it's not just the language. They learn some different traditions and cultural and they have a really good time doing this stuff.
Well, that's wonderful. Well, in other news, there have been some very generous donations here right down the street.
I know, and I think they've been on and talked about it, but the Midland Theater, the Restoration Project, received $25,000 from Cherokee Nation, which
is incredible.
Great. And then Cherokee Nation also donated to the Reawakening, the UP Park, across the street from the Midland, another $25,000. So I don't know what their plans they are. I think they get on here on the radio, too.
Yeah, they do. We actually have Denise on here a little bit later today. And if anyone's listening, trying to find a caboose. There's one of those things I know.
I think Bill's kind of looking Davis, old railroad guy here, and they're on the lookout for one. I think that would be really neat. That's the idea I was told.
Yep, but that's one of those thoughts.
Cherokee Nation is so generous about this kind of stuff, and we're bordering on, so of course that's why they're wanting to help out the community. I know that back when this thing started a few years ago with the Midland, that Tommy Wildcat, who is a Cherokee National Treasure, he plays the flute beautifully. He and Chief were here visiting, and they were down at the Midland, and he said, you know, when you guys open, I would love to come and play my flute in here.
Yes.
The acoustics are beautiful,
oh,
of course.
Absolutely.
So, and you've heard Tommy play at our
yep.
community gathering.
Yep.
So.
No, that would be fantastic to have in there. Everyone around here can't wait for that to be
open.
I know it.
And then you see, of course, what I've typed here. It's a large thing about this Saturday.
Yes, this is great.
Well, we've been advertising for this, and we don't know how many people are going to show up. I got about 100 hot dogs, so I mean, but we're gonna have cowboy beans. We'll have a snow cone machine going. If you want to come out and eat, bring a lawn chair and bring a side dish to share with somebody. I'm gonna bring coleslaw and some chips and stuff like that. And then the idea is back a long time ago when the land was Indian land between Copan and Veneta, it was all leased and ranchers ran over 1 million head around this area. And so if you know, your family's from around here, and even if they're not, if you have a branding iron, come down. You don't have to be native. Come down. We're gonna brand some boards, a big board. We have a beautiful live edge cedar board from Joe Ferguson. He generously donated it. And then the idea is we'll stain the board polyurethane it, and it will be hung at the building on display. So it's just kind of a nice memory of the past, but it's also a good, we didn't have a potluck and meeting in May, so this is kind of taking the place of it.
Sure.
And we always like that kind of stuff. So we're going to throw tomahawks. I was telling you that earlier. I've got mine out, and I'm going to do what I'm going to try. Maybe blowguns. The idea also, if there's college kids out there, we've had some show up. If you need your community service hours or even, you know, a high schooler for your job or something, contact us. Come down to NAFI today. I'll be there. And then we can use you this weekend. We'll put you to work, and you can get those hours in. And kind of, I think you'll have a good time because there's going to be food. And I mean, throwing a tomahawk.
That's right.
I mean, what else could you want?
That's great. And, you know, there's always some projects that need doing, and that's great.
Yeah.
You know, I was just out of the transmitter set, and I was like, oh, look at these weeds.
I know.
It's just like, what the heck?
We've got a lot of flowers planted. Carolyn Howard, one of the board members, does a beautiful job, and there's a giant medicine wheel out on the grounds, and I don't even know what those flowers. I asked her, and she couldn't remember the name, but they're just beautiful that came up. And Colby, one of the other workers, will go out there and weed around in there, and she's planted some more. And I planted a couple of pots, and of course we do have to water them. We're lucky right now.
Oh yeah,
because we don't
right
have
now
to.
Yep.
But they're all coming up, and they're just gorgeous, and the grounds just look nice. They've been busy. You know, they mow not only the cultural grounds there, but we mow over at the Southern Supper Club. They weed eat. The guys have been busy. Elders have called. When we had all those high winds, a lot of limbs were down, and they called, and our people have gone out and really done a good job, helped them. Somebody lost most of their shed, almost went out on the highway, and they got that. I mean, it was quite a deal. So
yeah, well, thanks to everyone, you know, over there who's been stepping up, because it does take a lot of effort to keep all that up. And so again, this Saturday from 10 to 2, right?
10 to 2 at the NAFI building, 215 Oklahoma Street, South Coffeyville. Tim Howard is going to be making his famous cowboy beans out there. I think we'll have the chuck wagon pulled out.
Fun.
So, yeah, bring the kids. But, you know, we're limited on seating, so bring a lawn chair. And I do ask that if you want to come and eat, we're limited on how much food we have. Nobody's really RSVP'd to it. So, you know, we might bring something to share so that we all have enough.
Yeah.
But I think it'll be fun. I'm looking forward to the day.
That's going
to
be great.
Yeah.
Excellent. Well, we do have, we're halfway through May. June's not far away, and we do have the Cherokee Nation election coming up.
It is. It's Saturday, June 3rd. NAFI is a polling place, and it'll be open, of course, 7 in the morning till 7 at night. And if you are a registered voter with Cherokee Nation and you live in this area, there's different polling places. Nowata, Veneta, I mean, just depends on the district you're in. You can call the Election Commission if you have a question about what district you are registered in and where you're supposed to vote. I will say that if you filled out an absentee ballot form and you received that ballot, then that's how you have to vote. And you have to, there's two ways to get those taken care of. Once you vote, you either have to have a witness, and then you both have to attach your federal ID copies to the envelope, or you can just simply have your signature notarized on the outside of the envelope. And I'm a Cherokee Nation notary. Bill Davis is. Carolyn Howard down there. You can come down there. Bill and I are down there from 8 in the morning until at least 1 o'clock every day except Friday. And then we generally are there Friday. We've just been, you know, we're not really open on Friday. But called, our phone number is 918-255-4035. And if you can't get out, if you're, you know, shut in and you got that ballot and you need it notarized, we'll come to you. You just give us a call and we will come down there to you. Let us know how we can help and we'll mail it off for you. I mean, it's already, you seal it up, and so we'll take care of it. We just want everybody to get their vote. Everybody needs to be heard, so.
Yes, absolutely. The more folks who can vote and participate, the absolute better on that. So we do appreciate you reminding us on that. And then we do have, speaking of June, another potluck coming up.
Our annual monthly meeting in June is on June 8th, 6 o'clock, and it will be a potluck. NAFI will provide the entree. We don't know what it'll be, but everybody brings side dishes. And I don't know what presentation, if we're going to have a presentation. A lot of times we get a speaker to come in and talk, but it's just a good opportunity to get together.
Excellent. Well, that's a great update, Chris. Anything else you want to share for us this morning?
No, I can't believe we got through that fast.
That was good.
I talked fast.
You were good. You got it all in. Well, yeah. I do really appreciate you coming on and filling us in, because there's just so much going on in our community or around the area, and I do appreciate
you. We appreciate you letting us get on here and kind of giving out the message.
Well, we're happy to do it. And I know we had folks calling in here last month wondering about the potluck this month. So I'm glad I had this, and I was able to tell them that, hey, no potluck, but we do have this event coming up.
Well, that's even better. I'm glad that helps. Great.
Yes, it really does. So, all righty. Well, Chris, I look forward to talking here again soon.
Hopefully I'll see you Saturday.
Yeah, that'll be great. It's going to be a good one.
All right.
And hey, we do have coming up lots to get to. We're going to have an interview with Rodney Lay that our very own John Leonard did here a little while back. So we're going to play that. And then we also have Denise Rourke from Coffeyville's Reawakening coming up here in just moments. We have 58 degrees right now in Coffeyville.